This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's latest unemployment report shows the fewest number of new claims since March. Last week saw just over 4,800. The state's senior economist Ryan Gedney warns that he expects the number to increase again this winter. Since March, 15% of all new unemployment claims have come from workers in the restaurant industry. The construction industry also typically sees more unemployment claims toward the end of the year. The combination of flu season and COVID-19 could have a devastating effect on Colorado's health system and assisted living facilities. To prepare, the state health department secured 293,000 additional publicly funded flu shots. Public health officials urge Coloradans to get a flu shot before the end of October. Denver is on pace for a record number of fatal drug overdoses. The city this week matched the number of drug overdoses in all of last year, with the medical examiner's office reporting 225 drug deaths in 2020. That means the city will have a record number of fatal overdoses. The spike is driven by an increase in fentanyl use. The powerful synthetic opioid is much stronger than heroin. Public health advocates said an increase in people using drugs alone during the pandemic is fueling the increase in overdoses. Colorado weather is mostly sunny, but with smoke hanging on along the Front Range. That's around Fort Collins and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and in Pueblo. That's from fires burning to the northwest, including the Cameron Peak Fire. That smoky air hanging on for another day. Otherwise, Colorado has a mostly sunny weekend. Temperatures around Denver are not changing much. 70s this afternoon, getting a little bit cooler tomorrow. 70s in Colorado Springs, close to 80 in Grand Junction today. In the mountains, highs in the 60s. Temperatures will be kind of up and down through the weekend. And then around the Denver area, getting warmer to begin next week. Highs will be in the 80s for Metro Denver, or close to 80 by Monday and Tuesday. This is CPR News.